Good morning. Amen. Here to you live. Amen. Talking and wishing you, amen, a good day. Amen. And knowing that God is good, thanking God for the snow that's on the ground. Amen. That's a blessing. Kill the germs. Amen. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, God wants us to be in so he can hear us. You know, we can hear him, rather. And he can speak to our spirits and speak to our hearts. And so we have to be in obedience with that. But right now, amen, we're going to get into a little of the word and things, amen, that God wants to say to his people. Because God is good. And he's good all the time. Amen. And we don't have to worry about things, amen, when we're in the Lord, amen, because God, we know that he's going to do it. Amen. We're getting ready to go into our service.
I'm still holding on. Yes, I'm bound for the promised land. I will never let go of his hand. You see, when I was young, I gave God my hand. I asked him to lead the way. But the road gets rough and the going gets mighty, mighty tough. I ain't going nowhere. I'm out here to stay. Though I've been criticized and I've been talked about, and I had to wipe many tears from my eyes, but I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to God's hand.
Amen. Still holding on to God's hand. Amen. Glory be to God. Little horse this morning. Amen. But I'm still going to give God his. Because everything belongs to him. Amen. Without him, I would be nothing. Amen. Without him, we all would fail. And like this song say, like a ship without a sail. But we bring it to you this morning on Matthew, the 24th chapter of Matthew. Matthew, the 24th chapter. And we're going to start at the 4th verse. Matthew 24th chapter, the 4th verse. And it reads, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of war and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Now, God has already sent us warning that we got to take heed. That's a warning. He said, now take warning that people are going to be deceived. He said, don't let no man deceive you. Amen. He also told you that many going to come in his name and say, you know, that they are the Christ. And that's how they're going to deceive people and stuff. And we're going to hear wars and rumors of wars. He told us, but don't be troubled. He told us, don't let these things trouble us, for they got to come to pass. But the end is still not yet. We still just got a little bit. Not much longer, but a little bit. Things are going to come and trouble you. They're going to vex you. They're going to try to hex you. But God said, just a little bit. The end is not yet. Let's look at still 24th chapter of Matthew. We're now at the 7th verse. "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places." We got that going on now. There's people that's hungry.
You got all kind of earthquakes, all kind of disasters is going on, and that means divers means different places. They're everywhere. Things is happening all over the country. We got fires going on out there, people going into church, shooting up pastors and shooting up members and shooting up even little children. Don't even care. The devil's in the church, which he's been there all along, but now he's just sticking his head up, doing whatever he wants to do. That's why God told us, you have made my house a house of thieves. This is going to be a house of prayer. We got to change the house of God back in the spirit, in the house of prayer. We need to be more spiritual minded. Amen. Especially when it comes to church, because we don't know when the enemy going to try to come in there. We don't know what the enemy going to try to do. We don't know what might happen. Amen. We're supposed to have our mind on Christ. The Bible said to be spiritual minded is what? Life. To be carnal minded is death. We are supposed to be in the church with our mind on God. Well, our mind's supposed to be on God at all times anyway, but when you're in the church, amen, especially, amen, when God is trying to talk to his people, when he's trying to shake the people up, amen, when he's trying to wake up your mind, amen, when he's telling you to come out of darkness, when he's telling you you need to be delivered and set free, your mind should be on Jesus. Amen. So you can hear what his will is for your life. So you can see the direction in which God wants you to go. Coming on down, still 24th chapter of Matthew, now at the 8th verse. He said, and all these are the beginnings of sorrows. All these things that's going on now, this is just the beginning of sorrows. But he told you, don't let it be trouble, because this stuff's got to come to pass. See, the word of God says, I didn't come to destroy. Destroy the law, but he come to fulfill it. The fulfillment of the law of God is what's going to happen up on this earth before the coming of Christ is happening right now. Everything that we're reading, everything that you're seeing going on today, all this stuff is happening right now before the coming of Christ. He's telling us to get ourselves ready. He's telling us to watch well as pray. He said, be sober minded, for he's coming like a thief in the night. He said, watch well as pray. Then he told us, work while it's day. When night comes, no man can work. Let me tell you something, it's getting ready to get nighttime. And it's coming soon, and we got to get our work done in our hearts in God. We got to go out here on the highways and hedges and compel dying men and women to come. We need to be that light. We need to be that city that sits up on the hill. We need the ones, amen, to show that Jesus still setting the captive free, amen. He didn't give us these gifts just to stay in the house and sit on them. He gave you the gift to go sing. Go sing somebody. You know, every time when an evil spirit came up on Saul, David would play the harp. You know how to play music. You know how to sing. You know how to pray. You know how to do different things up in the church. Amen. You know how to show love. Amen. You have a ministry of helps. Go out here and do something. The Bible said, let your light so shine that what? Men may see your good works and your Father in heaven be glorified. That's how God be glorified, through the works. Amen. Our works of being and doing good. We don't go out here and do no works. How are they going to know, amen, that God, amen, is still doing what he's supposed to do, even though they know it? But you know, some people, they got them doubt and common spirits. They got to see it. That's why the Bible said, blessed are ye that believe, but yet have not seen. Because faith, what? Is the evidence of things hoped for but not seen. Even though you might not see how it's going to happen or how it happened, you know, it might not look like it's going to happen, but one thing about it, God. Amen. He's going to make it happen. Amen. He's moving in a way that you don't expect him to move. He moves in an unusual way. He moves in a way, amen, that you can't even imagine. Amen. You'll be looking God to move this way, and God will be to move that way. And you'll be trying to figure it out. God be already there worked it out. That's how he is. He is. And God let me know that the devil, he's mad. He's busy. There's a pull on a lot of people's spirit, amen, because they set their own atmosphere in God. You set your atmosphere. If you got faith, you set the atmosphere for your faith. Don't set your atmosphere on the faith for somebody else, because let me tell you something. He said, all men have not faith. And then he said, I give every man the measure of faith. That means the measure that God give you, you go out and you produce more with it. You use it so you can bring forth fruits with it, bring more stuff with it. But some people, God give them that faith, they don't do nothing with it. It's just laying there abandoned. They want you to do with it. They want you to pray for them. They want you to do this. They want you to seek God for this. They want you to look up this. You to look up that. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling according to the word of God. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, we got a mighty God. We got a good God. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. He's a shepherd in the time of a storm. Amen. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a doctor when you need a healing. He's a bridge over troubled water. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. Whatever you need God to do, he can do it and that and even more. Amen. He can do a burden and a burden that you even ask or think. You can't even comprehend the things of God. That's why you got to have the mind of God to seek the things of God. You got to have the spirit of God to know the things of God. Amen. Remember, he told Peter, he said, who am I? Peter said, you are the Christ. He said, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but the spirit. The spirit is the one that reveals the things and the mind and the knowledge and the wisdom of God to you. That's why you got to have the spirit of God. And he said, if you don't have my spirit, you ain't none of his. Those just tune in. Matthew 24 chapter. Now at the 9th verse. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. We're doing that now. We betraying one another, talking about one another. It's the Christians keeping the Christians down. It's not the world. You go out there to the world and run your mouth to the world because of something you got mad or something you got chastised about or something you got corrected or rebuked about or something you didn't like in the word. And you got to remember, you can't get mad at the message. God is the one that gives us the message. You get mad at the messenger, which is God. It says, 10th verse, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's what we're doing, the Christians. It's really the Christians against the Christians. It ain't the devil against God. It ain't the Christians against the Antichrist. It's the Christians against Christians. Because we want to go about talk about one another. That's how people get conclusions of us and versions of us, because we're hypocritical of one another. We talk about one another. We don't lift one another up. We don't empower one another. We don't encourage one another. We don't speak good to one another. We always talking down, especially if saw another Christian walking out of line, another Christian try to correct you or show you love and tell you that's not the right way to do it. We get upset. I hear this phone. I can hear it through the spirit. It's quiet. God let me feel it through the spirit, man, this morning. Right, some of you quiet on that one, boy. You don't like that one, but I'm going to tell you something. You got to eat the whole thing. It's either all or nothing. You either in or you out. Ain't no such thing you in between. Ain't no, it's just either heaven or hell. Ain't no in between, no heaven and hell. It's either hot or cold, like Jesus said. He said, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You can't serve God and mammon too. No man can serve two masters. He said, you're going to love one and hate the other. Bitter sweet water can't come out of the same fountain. He said that same way, just like curses and blessings coming out of the same mouth. He said, this ought not so to be. He said, how are you going to bless men with you know, you bless, you know, God with your mouth out there, but inward you're blessing men. You curse them inwardly in your heart. You can't do it. You can't do it. That's like somebody just what? He said, that's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. You toss to and fro with every wind and doctor about a slate of men. You like the waves of the sea. You're up and you're down. You're up and you're down. Anything somebody tell you, you move with it. You sway with it. You roll with it. You rock with it. That's why God said, you know, he said, you know, don't let no man deceive you. That's the message this morning. Matthew 24th chapter. Starting at the 4th verse. Don't let nobody deceive you. You don't let nobody toss you over here, toss you over there. The Bible said that you're supposed to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You shall not be moved. Don't be shaken in mind. Don't be shaken in spirit. You don't even let them shake you in your thoughts, amen. You're supposed to be still and know that he is God, that he that made us, not we ourselves. You start to be still, amen, and listen to God's voice, amen. You don't let nothing move you, not unless you're moving in him. As don't move at all. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. You're supposed to know God's voice. You don't let something strange come in there and tell you, well, it might be saying this, it might be saying that. You got to know your word. Jesus is the word. He's the beginning of the word. He's the alpha of the word. He is the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. That means he started it, he's going to end it. Those tuned in, Matthew 24th chapter, we're now at the 11th verse. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Everybody want to be a prophet today. As soon as they got prophet tagged on their name, you want to go down to so-and-so church because you want to hear a word from the prophet. You are, Jesus is the prophet. The word of God is prophetic. All that you got to do is live right. God will prophesy to you. The only thing the prophet doing is confirmation. He's just telling you the same thing God told you. He's confirming his word. That's what he's doing. If you live right, you have the prophetic down on the inside. The word of God is prophetic. And you have to be in your place. You got to know the voice of God. You got to make sure you're in your place with God. Because let me tell you something. People, that Bible said, they heap up teachers with itching ears. They don't want sound doctrine no more. They tell them, run over there, you go over there. Yeah, go down there, Prophet Doula over there. You run over there to Prophet Doula Church. Oh, yeah, we're going over there Friday night, Prophet so-and-so. Another prophet going to be over there. You're getting all these prophets in your spirit, these prophecies. God said, what? I'm not the author of confusion. You know you ain't doing right. They're telling you what you want to hear. You give them what they want, so they're going to tell you what you want to hear. Now, don't give them what they want and see if they still give you. No, they're not. Like the Bible said, they're making merchandise of you. They selling you. They sell you something quick, something that you want, something that's going to fuse you, make you feel good, let you have pleasures, something that your ear wants to hear, it wants to muse. Now, the Bible already told us that iniquity is bound so great, the love of many wax cold. A lot of people, they cold-hearted now. Oh, it's quiet, it's quiet, it's quiet. Ha-ha! God said, it's quiet. Are you listening? Amen. I can feel it through the phone. He's letting me discern some things. That it's some people getting quiet. Oh, yeah. You're getting quiet. You need to hear this. And let me tell you something. I'm not a sugarcoater. No, sir. I'm not a sugarcoater. God don't sugarcoat it for me, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. What's black is black. What's white is white. And if the tree going to be good, make it good. That's what God keep telling me in my spirit. If the fruit good, make the tree good. If the tree good, make the fruit good. You can't sit there and say you're a tree, but your fruit ain't good and you ain't producing nothing. Ain't no fruit coming from you. Can't nobody tell. You say you're a pastor, but I don't know whether you're a pastor or whatever you are, because you out here picking up women. You out here doing the same thing everybody else do. You're not treating your wife right. You're not even doing things around the home. So how are you going to say you're a pastor when I don't see the fruits of a pastor? If you tell me you're an apple tree, then you should be bringing forth apples, not oranges. Whatever your tree is, make it known what the tree is. Then nobody don't have to ask you what kind of tree that you are or what kind of tree that you're producing fruits off of your tree. They're going to know about the fruits you bear, like the Bible said. You know my trees by the fruit they bear. I don't have to even ask who you are, because I will know you by your fruits. If I see you in the church and you are usher in the church and stuff, and you helping people out, helping with the babies, when people cry, you give them, you know, your little napkins, and you're giving people fans and showing people love and greeting the people, I ain't got to say that you're an usher, because I'm seeing your fruits of it. Your fruits is the evidence. If you're the pastor, amen, and you probably pastor in the church, I ain't got to sit there, no, is that the pastor right there? Because you're up there, you're feeding the sheep. You're encouraging the sheep. You're giving them the word of God. You're carrying yourself like the minister's supposed to. You're telling them about love. You're trying to bring the church together. Amen. You're hearing from the word of God. And you're giving it to the people of God. You're not going to sugarcoat it. You don't have respect to persons. You don't have no partiality to just your family. Amen. But you have love and respect for all families. And you try to bring everybody together. You try to feed the people with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You have the heart of a pastor. Ain't nobody got to sit up there and say, well, you know, well he's supposed to be. They know you by your fruits. Just like when a person is a liar. First thing people going to say, well, I'm going to tell you about, she got a real bad lying spirit. Or she got a real bad spirit where she like to be lust, a spirit of lust. People know you by the fruit you bear. If you got a lust spirit, they going to call it like they see it. If you on drugs, they're going to be like, well, that's a drug addict. If you're an alcohol, they're going to call you by the fruit you bear. You doing alcohol, and that's the fruits that you bear in your body, then that's what they're going to say. You're an alcoholic. People judge you by the fruits that you bear. If you're a gospel, the first thing people going to say, well, you know, so-and-so talk too much. Better watch what you say around them. It'll be out all over in the next few minutes. Because they judge you by the fruit that you bear. People, they judge you by what you bear in your body. The fruits that you bring forth in your body is what people judge you by. And sometimes people will judge you off other people's judgment, and that's wrong. I've seen that done too. But you're supposed to know them for yourself. The Bible even tell us, amen, that, you know, we're supposed to know those that labor among us. I shouldn't have to know you through somebody else. I should know you for you. Still at Matthew 24th chapter. We're now at the 12th verse, and I just gave you this. It says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And it is. It's so much sin. People just, they don't love like they used to. They don't even have that agape love, that compassionate love of Christ like they used to. Some people see that you need food on your table. They don't care as long as they got food on their table. They see that you have a need, and especially in the church, it's like we're the book and head guy. It's like people that, you know, they seal in their house, but then what? They let God's house lack. But then when they're in a need, they expect God's house to give them. How is God's house going to be a blessing to you and give to you when you have not put blessings in there for them to do that? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Go to the bank and talk about you're going to withdraw some money and you ain't put nothing in there. They're going to tell you, no, you're in the negative. They're going to tell you you can't withdraw it. You ain't putting nothing in it. Those just tuned in, 24th chapter of Matthew. And we're now at 13th verse. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Did you hear that? God said, he that endure to the end, the same's going to be saved. All this stuff going to come, going to trouble you. It's going to be famines. There's already hungers around here. Right here in the United States. Wars, they don't know in Africa. It's all right here in the United States. There's going to be famines. He said wars, rumors of wars, nation against nations, kingdom against kingdom. People going to betray one another. You're going to be hated for his name's sake. All this stuff is the beginning of sorrows. But he told us the end is not yet. He said, but out of all of this, he said, take heed, let no man deceive you. Don't let nobody, amen, tell you, amen, when it ain't in that word that God said it was in there, unless you see it yourself. That's why you got to read that word for yourself. The Bible said, rightly divide the word of truth, that a workman not be ashamed. When that pastor go in that Bible, you need to go along with them. Stop just believing what your preacher say. Stop just believing what your grandma or somebody else in your family member say, amen. Because let me tell you something. Some people, they put that word in there, amen, and it's not even in there. You better make sure that you ain't adding on that word or taking away from it. Because the Bible said when you do that, he said what? The plagues in the back of that book going to be on you. People want to take away from the word what they want to take away. They want to add what they want to add, what is benefits them, what is convenience for them, amen. But let me tell you something, what is inconvenience for you, whether it is or not, you have to take it. You got to eat that whole scroll. You got to say the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Because let me tell you something, you're not going to get in the half stepping. You're not going to get in there by lying on somebody else, pointing the finger at somebody else. You're getting there on your own credentials. You ain't going to get in there on your grandma's credentials. You ain't going to get in on your pastor's credentials. You ain't going to get in there by singing on the choir, being a deacon in the church, or usher, or being a nurse, whatever you are in the church. You got to get in there on your own salvation. Work it out with fear and trembling, like the Bible said, let no man deceive you. Stop letting people deceive you. Well, you know, my uncle, he don't never tell me nothing wrong. So whatever my uncle tell me, I believe it. Keep on believing. You better believe what God tells you. God said his word ain't going to change. It's forever, today. It's not going to never change. Even Jeremiah said he's watching over his word to perform it. That it won't return to him void. That it's prospering the thing that he's sending out to do. The word of God is already out here. It's doing what it's supposed to do. It's already on stage to perform for you. But how is the word of God going to perform on stage for us if we ain't doing what we supposed to do? One thing about people in the world, when they get ready to go out there and perform for the world, they try to look their best. They want to sound their best. They want to give their best. They go out there and give a sound check. They make sure everything's in place. The one that's doing the music, the microphone sound good for their voice. Same way we need to do with God. We need to go out here and represent God. We're ambassadors for Christ. We need to go out here, amen, and make sure that we're doing right, we're living right, treating people right, living holy, loving one another, showing respect to one another, uplifting one another, stop tearing one another down. It's the Christians that's making the world look at the Christians. We got to get up. We got to come up. We are a soul on the earth, and the Bible said if you have lost, what? If it's no more good. We're the one that make it seasonal. We're the one that make it right. Through our prayers, the prayers of the righteous avail of much. God said his ears was open to the cries of the righteous. The right arm of the Lord has been revealed, amen. When you live right and you do right, you can call on God, and God said, I will answer. David said, I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the hand of the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He also said, the Lord is my life. He's my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid of? Whom shall I fear? Even God told you, he said, don't be afraid for the terror by night, nor the northern pestilence that walketh by day. For if you dash your foot against the stone, he's going to give his angels charge over you to bear you up. That means God's angel will be there to pick you up, amen. David said, even when he stole to eat up my flesh. He said, God, they go on to their own head. When the enemy wants to stumble, eat up my flesh, God, let it return unto their own head. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, God, he always has a way of escape for his people. He's always made a way, amen, amen, for us to escape. Just like what he did Moses. He waited away for Moses to escape. Even Moses, a baby, couldn't even help himself. He waited away for Moses when what? Pharaoh's daughter took him in. Amen. When they was looking to kill the child that was going to bring, amen, us, amen, back to God. Jesus, who's the Savior of the world. God always got something in place. He's always looking down the road further ahead than what we are. That's why we don't have to worry. One thing we have to do is be obedient to him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He says it's better to obey God than man. Fearing what man can do unto us and fearing who can destroy both body and soul. Who is the great commander chief? No, it's not no Donald Trump. It's Jesus Christ, God's son. That's commander chief. He's the one, amen, that controls the universe. He's the master of the sea, amen. He can speak to the winds and the winds got to obey him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God, to the highest. And the song say, I just couldn't keep it to myself. I can't tell it all. If you can keep telling things from over and over and over and over and over and over and over, new verses, every day I can keep telling you stuff about God. I can tell you something new about him every day. He just keeps on doing great things. I wish I had more time. But I want you to know, amen, we're World of Faith Outreach Ministry, amen, located 5370 Stokes Ferry Road. Amen. Our Sunday school is at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Tuesday night Bible study, 7:15. We also will be having our Christmas play, and we'll have a Christmas dinner December the 17th. That will be on a Sunday immediately after church. Amen. Come and bring somebody. Bring them out. Bring somebody from the street. Bring somebody that don't have a family. Amen. We'll be giving toys to the children. Amen. And also we'll have a dinner immediately after church. Also, amen, glory be to God. We will be, amen, having our watch night service. Amen. On January 31st. Amen. Starting at 11 o'clock. And we want you to come out. Amen. And glory be to God. We want to thank you, amen, for listening, amen, being a part, amen, of this radio blog, amen, because we all make this radio blog, amen. And we're going to go out through prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Father, for you said, Lord Jesus, the word is hidden in our heart that we might not sin against thee. We ask you, Lord Jesus, everybody on the sound of my voice, through the word and ministering of God, Lord, that you protect them as they go out this morning, they go about their daily chores, about their business, to their jobs, amen, any other discretions they may go to, Father, we ask that you cover them with traveling mercy, Father. And Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, supply all their needs according to your riches and glory. Touch their bodies this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, touch that mother that don't have food on her table. Touch that person that's aching with pain all in their body, Father. Touch that person, amen, nobody gonna pay their bills, Father. Touch that family that don't have a Christmas, Lord Jesus, the money to get that Christmas, Father, that you make a way out of no way, Father, that somebody will have the spirit of giving, Father, that they will, Lord Jesus, open up that door unto them that don't have, Father, and to be a blessing, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now, Father, for how, God, Lord Jesus, we know, God, that you're watching us, Father. We know, Lord Jesus, that everything's gonna be all right, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for we're trusting in you, God. And Father, even those that go to church tomorrow, watch over them, Father. Thank you for traveling mercy, Lord Jesus. They go, Lord Jesus, go and worship you, Father. Take them there, Father. Bring them back home safely, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we've been so careful to give your name the praise and all the honor and all the glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.